So, when it comes to vendor management office, where we look at collaborating, the three important activities for managing the entire outsourced relationship or engagement, a vendor management office would have certain goals and objectives. It would have financial goals, it would have process goals, relationship goals. Let's look at the financial goals for a vendor management office or officer. First, achieve a reasonable balance in account management. Cost effectiveness. So while you deliver the same quality or a superior quality compared to what you could have achieved if the business function was carried out in-house, you need to ensure that your outsourced vendor delivers a better quality or the same quality at a reduced cost. So you need to achieve a reasonable balance in account management. Realize group-wide efficiencies and the economies of scale in case of multiple businesses. There could be reasons or cases where you have multiple service providers working on the same activity. Coming to customer service, large organizations at times hire multiple vendors for customer service facing their end customer queries or interacting with their end customers. Maximize value across critical vendors. Again, you will have multiple vendors. How do you maximize the value, the output that you get out of the entire outsourcing engagement? These are one of the few financial goals. Understand and manage the financial risk. Financial risk in terms of the expected returns on investment. So while in the contractual stages or while you are selecting and qualifying a vendor, there will be certain promises made and there will be certain forecasts in terms of deliverables, in terms of performance, in terms of quality. However, there would always be certain risk elements associated with that forecast. So if it's not delivered, that would result in a financial loss to the organization. So how do you understand and manage the financial risk associated with hiring a vendor or outsourcing a key business process to a third-party service provider? Again, manage and reduce spending across IT as appropriate. Again, we cannot stress more on the fact that cost effectiveness or reduction of cost is one of the main objectives of why a company or an individual or a government would decide to outsource or hire a third-party provider. Improve vendor cost by optimizing spend. So cost is the important factor along with quality and customer satisfaction. So these are certain financial goals. Let's look at the process goals. The process goals for a vendor management office. Avoid bureaucracy. There needs to be transparency, easy flow of information so that time is not lost. So you avoid bureaucracy, decisions getting delayed because of lack of communication between different stakeholders, because the vendor does not have access to the concerned authority. We need to avoid that. Decentralize when appropriate, centralize when needed. It's case-to-case basis. What do you think works best for a certain process or a certain activity in the entire outsource relationship? Ensure that there is a unified customer message to vendors. So most of your vendors, or at least some of your vendors, would be directly interacting with your end users or your end customers. There needs to be a unified customer message. Each of the vendors, all the service providers working for your organization, needs to understand your customer goals or your company's mission and vision, your company's quality statement and goals. Avoid any conflicting messages within and outside the organization. So it's important to have a unified goal, a unified message to customers and all other stakeholders, be it internal or external or vendors or service providers. So avoid any conflicting messages and scenarios. Ensure the vendor is delivering contractual obligations as defined in the agreement. They need to comply to what's set in the agreement, be it in terms of quality parameters or timeliness or cost or adhering to certain industry standards and regulations. Again, you need to drive continuous improvement in the vendor's behavior and performance. So you need to move a step forward every time, strive for better and better and better performance from the outsourced providers. So there's an entire practice on how you do that. But as the vendor management office, one of the responsibilities is always to drive continuous improvement practices and mindset in an outsourced relationship. But it holds true for internal functions and processes as well. Monitor compliance to corporate and regulatory requirements, be it some ISO quality parameters or some government parameters in terms of environmental standards and regulations. You need to meet those as well. So once you outsource, it does not mean that we stop controlling compliance to certain standards that we as a company need to meet. Again, aggregate the vendor data and communicate vendor performance. There needs to be a constant mechanism of performance reporting and review. So until and unless we review the vendor and communicate them at agreed timelines, we would not expect them to improve upon their previous performance. Establish a set of policies, standards, processes, and templates for use when working with vendors. So how do they report the performance? What templates would they use? So standardize the entire reporting and review mechanism. You need to have the entire outsourcing relationship be process specific and not people specific. So these are some process goals that we have for the vendor management officer or office. So what are the relationship goals? Relationship is a relationship between the company which outsources and the vendor or the service provider. So the vendor management office needs to balance the most appropriate organization controls over the customer side of the relationship. What does the end customer experience? Counterbalancing the vendor's ability to manage the customer. As discussed, at times your vendor or service provider or the team members of your vendor would get to interact. The classic example is customer service outsourcing, where the outsourced customer service reps time and again every day interact with so many end customers of the parent organization. So how do they deal with them? How do they manage their end customer? So your end customer loyalty, your end customer satisfaction and retention depends on how the outsourced third party deals or manages the end customers. So you as an organization or as a project manager need to exercise some control on the entire relationship. Improve the executive management support of the most important relationships. The commitment from the executive management. Are they reviewing the entire relationship? Do they understand the reason for outsourcing and what is expected out of the entire working arrangement with a third-party service provider? Mitigate the risk associated with vendors, their products and their services. So whenever we outsource to a third party, along with the rewards in terms of cost reduction or access to expertise and technology, there are some risk elements. So how do we manage them? How do we work with the vendors in ensuring that we address those risk elements involved in the outsourcing engagement? Then let's look at the process responsibilities. We looked at the goals, the financial goals, the process goals, the relationship goals. What are the process responsibilities of the vendor management office? Solicitation of input through scorecards, dashboards, templates, and other methods from all major constituents in the organization. So how do we report the performance of the entire outsourced engagement? So how do we gather inputs? How do we gather data, information, customer satisfaction scores, quality parameters, timeliness metrics, dollars spent in the entire outsourcing engagement? How do we measure, how do we report, and how do we review these important service level parameters? Marketplace intelligence. How do we gather intelligence, inputs, feedback, and then pass it on to the required stakeholders in the outsourcing and engagement? Direct communication. Direct communication with the vendor on overall performance through formal and informal channels. So you would have formal reviews, agreed upon fortnightly reviews, weekly reviews, or monthly or quarterly reviews. But as a vendor management officer or someone working in the vendor management office, you would also have informal communications, day-to-day phone calls, emails, or face-to-face meetings with the vendors. So how do you regularly communicate the entire performance level? How do you communicate if there is a defect? How do you communicate if you foresee a defect? Or how do you communicate if there is a risk that you foresee? So there needs to be direct communication. There needs to be proactive communication. Again, the part of the escalation part for conflict and performance resolution. So you would not always have the outsourced vendor meet or exceed the desired performance standard or levels. So in case if the performance for a certain week or a certain month or for a series of weeks is substandard, below the level, how do you resolve that issue? How do you, as the organization who has hired the service provider, step in and intervene for performance resolution? Or there may be cases of a conflict between your team and the vendor's team. So how does that conflict resolution work? These are some important responsibilities for the vendor management office. Again, facilitate the information flow to senior executive sponsors, because that's where the approval comes from. Right from sourcing to procurement to managing the entire vendor management relationship. So how do you ensure that the right information flows to the senior management and the stakeholders of the company, both in your organization as well as in the vendor's organization? Regular review sessions with the IT organization, even non-IT organization, if you would need to have regular review sessions, weekly, fortnightly, monthly, quarterly, depending upon the criticality of the outsource function. Analysis of services and products in relation to business targets and initiation of an innovation process. One, you need to measure and report if the targets and the standards and the specifications are being met, and you also facilitate innovation to move beyond the set targets and standards, overachieve, exceed the customer and business expectations from the process or the outsource engagement. Managing the demand side to improve the quality of the demand during the contract life cycle. So these are all important aspects of and activities and responsibilities of the vendor management office. The job does not end at hiring a third party provider. We need to be actively involved in reviewing, monitoring the entire working relationship with a third-party service provider. What is the scenario in front of a vendor management office today? There are regulatory requirements, ISO or government policies and standards, and there are compliance issues. So how do we address those? We'll talk about these aspects. Product or service disruption. A competitor or a new entrant offering a better product or a better service. So how do we address those, or how do we react? Demand for data analytics and big data. There are huge chunks of data being collected every day, every hour. With internet having the outreach that it has today, there are millions of data points that organizations collect every single day. So how do we analyze the data collected to have more information, be it customer facing information or information regarding product specifications? So how do we manage the data? These are some situations which a vendor management office faces today. What are the different type of vendors? So when we decide to outsource, you would have different categories of vendors, hardware vendors. We discussed the example of somebody providing desktop computers. So that would be an example of a hardware vendor. So these hardware vendors sell physical products and related support services like repair and maintenance. You would have software vendors, or vendors, for example, software developers. In terms of banking industry, a bank hiring a third-party IT organization to develop and manage a customer relationship management software for the bank, that would be the example or case of a software vendor. So these vendors sell commercial off-the-shelf products. At times, they also create and develop custom products and software. Service vendors. A typical example would be a customer service organization, or a business process outsourcing service provider. So they provide long-term support or at times even short-term services. So from data entry vendors to customer service operators, these are all examples of service category of outsourced vendors. Telecommunication companies or telecommunication service providers, they supply telephony equipment, networks, circuits. We have a growing segment of cloud telephony, companies like Nolarity or companies like Exotel. These become example of the type of vendors in the telecommunication category. Cloud, as we discussed. So now it's become a practice or a growing trend where a software as a service has become a growing segment in outsourcing. So rather than selling or developing a complete software package, companies get to pay for the software as and when they use. So it becomes software as a service model, known as SaaS. So infrastructure as a service, you pay for the infra as and when we use it. Platform, it could be a technology platform, or software as a service. So these become cloud-based outsourced vendors. So there are different categories of vendors: hardware, software, service, and then telecommunication vendors and cloud vendors. So where you have a product and you use that product and pay for it as and when you use the product, be it a platform or infra or a software product. This would be end of the first chapter, which was more about introducing you to the basic concepts, advantages and disadvantages to the basic activities involved in a vendor management office. See you in the next lesson. Thank you.